climate change in the classroom. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. A survey published in the journal Science earlier this year showed that most science teachers spend little time teaching climate change, just an hour or two a year. Julie Grant wanted to find out why, and she has this story.
Craig Wipke isn't always the most popular guy at Central Valley High School in western Pennsylvania. He teaches environmental science in this old steel region and gets called tree hugger a lot. It came up again just a few weeks ago. It was after he took students on a field trip.
I had a student come up to me, and the young lady informed me that her dad was coming to pick her up, but would I mind going somewhere else because her dad didn't like me very much.
Wipke says he's gotten used to it, and he's not alone. Other science teachers have been challenged for teaching climate change. Many times it becomes an issue when a district is ordering new textbooks. Some school board members don't like when books present human-caused climate change as fact. They want to provide competing views. Science teachers at the national level say there is no other side. Minda Berbeco is policy director with the National Center for Science Education. She takes issue when school board members call the lack of balance unfair.
You know, it's really unfair to not teach kids the accurate science. It's really unfair to not demonstrate what the evidence shows and what the data shows.
Berbeco says when school boards choose science textbooks, they're really deciding how students will understand climate change. So far, we haven't heard about this controversy much in Michigan classrooms. Teaching human-caused climate change came up in discussions over something called the Next Generation Science Standards a few years ago. In 2013, state lawmakers blocked approval of those standards, at least in part because they approach climate change as scientific consensus. Robbie Kramer is director of the Michigan Science Teachers Association. She says that action was disappointing.
Oh, we had worked so hard to analyze these standards. I think we worked on them for at least two and a half years, spending hours and hours, and we really believed that these standards were going to help Michigan students be deeper scientific thinkers.
Since that time, there's been a lot of back and forth. Late last year, the state approved its own K-12 science standards. Like the national ones, they call for teachers to discuss how humans are impacting the climate. Kramer's not sure if they'll get pushback in local districts. Schools will start teaching these new standards next fall. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.
So talking about climate change in the classroom can be a challenge. What about just talking about it with our friends and family? New research finds some people are afraid to bring up the subject of climate change in the first place. Mark Brush explains why.
Researchers studied how students at Penn State University avoided talking about climate change. They found that the students kept quiet because they thought the people around them didn't care as much about the subject. But the students were underestimating how much their peers cared about climate change. Janet Swim is a professor of psychology at Penn State University. She co-authored the study published in the Journal of Environmental Psychology. Swim says the students also avoided these conversations because they lacked confidence.
It wasn't that they would be seen as some aberrant person or that people wouldn't like them. It was because they didn't think they knew enough about climate change to talk about it.
Swim says helping people understand the basic science of human-caused climate change will go a long way. One way to learn more, she says, is to simply speak up and ask more questions. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.
And that's it for the Environment Report today. I'm Rebecca Williams.